This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached out to the chief ministers of four northeastern states, Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh, offering full support as the region battles severe floods and landslides caused by heavy monsoon rains. Mr. Shah personally spoke with the state leaders today, promising that the central government would provide all necessary help. He said the Modi government stands like a rock in support of the people of the northeast. Rescue teams, including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities are working around the clock to help those affected. With more rain expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Rain lashed several parts of the national capital this evening, bringing much-needed relief from the heat. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 5 days. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in southern peninsular India over Kerala, Mahi and Karnataka till Wednesday. Similar conditions are predicted over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Wednesday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today claimed that the BJP is aiming to form the next government in West Bengal after 2026 assembly elections. Addressing a rally at Netaji Indoor Stadium in Kolkata, Mr. Shah strongly criticized the state government and pointed to the post-poll violence, infiltration from across borders, corruption and a rise in crimes against women as signs of administrative failure.
ए महान बंग भूमि को आज घुसपैठ भ्रष्टाचार स्त्रियों पर अत्याचार अपराध बम धमाके और हिंदुओं के साथ दुराचार का केंद्र बनाकर रख दिया है यही बंगाल में चुनावी हिंसा जिसमें चुनाव के वक्त सैकड़ों भारतीय जनता पार्टी के कार्यकर्ताओं को मौत के घाट उतार दिया गया
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today attended a special event in Agra to mark the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Ahilya Bai Holkar. Speaking at the function, he said Ahilya Bai's life was not just a moment in history, but a guiding philosophy for all Indians. He urged everyone to follow her values and ideals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with President of Asian Development Bank Masato Kanda in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India's rapid transformation over the last decade has empowered countless people and we are working to add further momentum in this journey. During the meeting, both sides shared perspectives on a wide range of issues. The International Crimes Tribunal, Bangladesh chapter today, issued warrants for the arrest of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal in a case filed over alleged crimes against humanity during the July-August mass uprising. A three-member ICT bench passed the order after accepting the charges against them, including former General of Police. The court ordered the authorities concerned to produce them before the court on 16th of this month and fix the same date for next hearing. Ukraine conducted a major drone attack today, hitting over 40 Russian military aircraft. As per the media reports, officials from Ukraine's domestic security agency, SBU, claimed that the Ukrainian forces hit Russian aircraft, including Tu-95 and Tu-22 strategic bombers. As per the reports, it was the largest Ukrainian drone-based operations on Russia to date, striking a base in eastern Siberia, thousands of kilometers from its border. In French Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his American partner Robert Galloway lost men's double third round match 4-6, 4-6 against the American pair of Evan King and Christian Harrison. In another men's double third round match, Indian Czech duo Rohan Bopanna and Adam Pavlasek also bowed out of the tournament. They lost against British-Finnish pair of Henry Patton and Harry Halyuvara 2-6, 6-7. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The winner of tonight's match will meet Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final on Tuesday at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.